Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. When a patient loses excessive amounts of fluid, we say that they are in a state of hypovolemia. When reviewing our H&T reversible causes of cardiac arrest, hypovolemia is one of the H causes that should be considered and is today's pass ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip daily for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app, or activate the Pass ACLS flash briefing skill on your Amazon voice device so you don't miss upcoming tips that will help you pass ACLS. Fluid loss can occur from a variety of reasons. The most obvious cause of hypovolemia is from bleeding. Blood loss decreases the circulating volume as well as the oxygen carrying capacity and clotting components of blood. Bleeding can be internal or external, as well as traumatic, pathologic, or iatrogenic. Iatrogenic causes may include any recent invasive procedure, dialysis, surgery, or PCI. Remember that bleeding can be internal or external, so don't pass up hypovolemia simply because there's no external bleeding. Bleeding can lead to hemorrhagic shock, which also starts with an H, but blood loss isn't the only fluid loss that can result in hypovolemia. Excessive or prolonged vomiting, diarrhea, severe burns, severe heat exhaustion, or dehydration can also cause hypovolemia. Identifying a mechanism of injury or a potential cause for blood or other fluid loss via a medical history and reviewing signs or symptoms before the patient arrested can help us to identify potential causes of fluid loss. Classic signs and symptoms of shock that may lead us to suspect hypovolemia include tachycardia, anxiety, pale, cool, moist skin, decreased capillary refill, a falling blood pressure, and decreasing level of consciousness. If we suspect hypovolemia as a cause of cardiac arrest, the treatment is to administer fluids to replace those that have been lost. An IV of normal saline should be started and running wide open during cardiac arrest. This will temporarily expand the circulating volume. Crystalloid solutions like lactated ringers and normal saline take 3 times the volume to replace lost blood and don't carry oxygen. Patients with fluid loss for reasons other than bleeding will benefit most from a wide-open crystalloid IV solution. If we suspect blood loss, replacement of red blood cells and clotting factors is needed via administration of blood. The specifics of blood administration is beyond the scope of an ACLS class. During your MegaCode scenario, if you suspect hypovolemia due to blood loss, you should run your IV wide open, get stat labs, and can simply state that blood may be indicated and would be given following your organization's transfusion policy. If you found today's tip on hypovolemia as an H&T cause of cardiac arrest helpful, consider giving back via the secure link or give Pass ACLS Tip of the Day a shout out on social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.